This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The 85th Texas Legislature convenes today in Austin. Major priorities this session include a fix for child protective services and funding for education. But Texas Tribune executive editor Ross Ramsey says Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Joe Strauss have their own agendas for the next 5 months.
Greg Abbott's main issue, again, will be a convention of states that he wants to form in order to amend the federal constitution to give more power to states, a little bit less power to the federal government. Joe Strauss wants the House to work on infrastructure, public schools, and some other issues. And Dan Patrick has a list of almost 36 bills that he would like filed by the Texas Senate.
Patrick already has filed a so-called bathroom bill requiring Texans to use the restroom that matches the sex on their birth certificate. Lawmakers will sift more than 1,300 bills that have been filed so far. They'll also face a tighter fiscal picture than in previous sessions. Lawmakers will have about $105 billion in state money to work with. That's about 2.7% less than the amount available for the last session. A group of North Texas superintendents and education advocates gathered yesterday in Garland to outline their top priorities for the state legislature to consider. They want state lawmakers to repeal the new rating system for public schools, which now grades them on an A through F basis. Dallas School Board President Dan Mitschke said the state is spending too much time on tweaking school ratings, and that comes at a cost.
At the same time, the real needs of our students, including restoring the funding cuts from 2011, expanding early childhood education, are being ignored while we again look at yet another accountability system.
Darrell Superintendent Mike French also criticized some lawmakers' support for an education savings account or vouchers. Under this system, parents could use tax dollars to enroll their child in a private school or homeschool them.
It is discriminatory, it stigmatizes, and it ostracizes kids that are minorities and poor kids. And we're not worthy of the checks we get, the positions we hold, if we don't stand up for that which is immoral.
The state released preliminary school ratings Friday. Several North Texas districts say the new system is confusing. At least one lawmaker has already filed a bill to scrap it. Now to our American Graduate Initiative, where we cover education each week. Some student artists have been learning their craft outside the classroom. Local high school students helped create a sculpture near the iconic Texas Theater in the Oak Cliff neighborhood of Dallas. It's a 17.5-foot-tall, colorful tree trunk-like structure with a hand on top. KERA's Bill Zeeble talks with the student artists behind the work.
The tall mosaic artwork peers out over West Jefferson Boulevard thanks to an eye in the palm of its hand. At the base of the sculpture, tiles spell, "My hands respect the things you have made." And it all grew from ideas made by 24 high schoolers from Adamson, Sunset, and Booker T. Washington, among others.
The hand, we got together as a group and we tried to incorporate everyone's ideas into one totem pole.
Hope Trevino is a 19-year-old graduate of Dallas Khan Academy. She helped design and construct the work.
It came from the Let Me Walk in Beauty. That's everything comes from this Indian prayer.
The Indian prayer idea came from Karen Blessin, a co-founder of the nonprofit 29 Pieces. Blessin's a former Dallas Morning News artist. She helped create the group built on a philosophy of nonviolence. The organization's designed to inspire, teach, and at times employ kids to create public art for the city Blessin loves.
And so the vision of this organization is to turn Dallas into a city of sculpture. The 29 pieces refers to 29 pieces of sculpture that are inspired by phrases from the world's visionaries and mystics and poets. And they're all about, they're about love.
The Oak Cliff Totem is the organization's first finished work and was more than a year in the making. The teens first heard about 29 pieces in school, where their teachers recommended they get involved. And in the case of then-senior Richard Rodriguez, that didn't necessarily mean an art teacher.
It's actually in my algebra class.
Rodriguez sorts through mosaic tiles in the Oak Cliff studio.
They had seen that I was drawing on my folder, and when my teacher just signed me up, she's like, "You'll like this program," so I gave it a shot.
Rodriguez and his young colleagues drew preliminary sketches, and with help from visiting artists and teachers, landed on a final design. Veteran mosaic sculptor Julie Ritchie worked with them and says they've learned more than just artistic techniques.
They get to see a project from conception to realization. That's a rare thing for a student of this age to be able to participate in and see how much work it is to get city approval, get engineering drawings, fundraise, thank the sponsors.
One of those sponsors is real estate investor Craig Schenkel, who helped raise money for the effort. The project appealed to him because it brought together kids from neighborhood schools who share his love of community.
I always say the only thing I knew about art was that it was easy to spell, and you know, other than that, I knew nothing. But I've learned so much through these kids. It's been pretty cool.
The students working on this project thought the eye on top of the sculpture was pretty cool, too. That idea came from a collage by 18-year-old Maria Patino.
Well, I like really colorful things and eyes, so instead of eye crying sadness, it's crying beautiful, colorful tears, and then there's plants growing up and spreading.
In the sculpture, that eye's planted in the palm of a hand. Maria has since graduated from Adamson High and is now a college art major.
I love art. It's very calming to me. It's like I'm at peace when I'm creating things with my hands.
Maria and her young public sculpture colleagues are barely out of high school, but they've already created a lasting legacy. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
And finally, a programming note, NPR and PBS NewsHour will have live special coverage of President Obama's farewell address tonight on KERA-FM and television. Tune in at 8 o'clock. In the forecast, partly sunny skies by this afternoon. Expect a high of 72. The overnight low drops to 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny later, and a high of 78. 62 now in Dallas, 61 in Fort Worth.